Good morning, Thelma. Thanks for having me on the show. Thanks for having us on the show.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being here. I know we've taken some time out of your schedule, but I think the message that you guys are going to talk about in the next couple of minutes is very important to our community. You know, it's not all fun and games what we do here in this community, and the things that you guys are working on is really, really serious, and it really impacts people's lives. So tell us a little bit about the Blue Water Recovery and Outreach Center.
Sure. Thanks, Selma. So we're an organization which was formed by a couple of people in recovery that struggled with addiction, got together and said, what can we do to make a difference and help those that are struggling with addiction? We are from the community and for the community. What I mean by that is since last June, we've been...
Everywhere. Just like the chamber. It's a good thing. That,
true. We've been supported by 76 organizations in this local community.
And the chamber is one of them.
And the chamber is one of them, meaning those organizations are saying, we like what you do and we want to see more of it. And a little bit about what we do is we bring innovation to the recovery industry and trying to find those that are struggling with addiction. We go out in the community. So our outreach program is a big service on what BW Rock does. And we're somewhere in the community just about every day, trying to find those that are struggling with addiction and connect them to recovery. So we may be in the workplace. We service about 15% of the manufacturing population today. We may meet with an individual and come across them that's struggling, and we do have confidential conversations with these individuals. So that does not get discussed with HR. That's the arrangement we have when we go into the workplace. We're not going to tell you who we're working with, because a key to success is trust. Nobody's going to come to us if they don't trust us and feel that their job is going to be in jeopardy. So they come to us and say, you know, I've been struggling, how can you help? Depending on what their need is, we meet them where they're at. One option is, yeah, I just got out of treatment. What do I do next? Well, you want to be connected with a recovery coach. Have you ever tried that? You want to be connected with a sponsor. Have you ever tried that? You want to be connected with a faith-based mentor from Operation Transformation. You want to try that? So we've done all of these avenues ourselves. And because we went through this, we have firsthand experience in being able to connect these individuals with detox or treatment or whatever it is, recovery housing. So we try to find them and bring innovation, meaning in the workplace. That's not really being done anywhere. What we work with DHS. In fact, I was in a community partners meeting not long ago, and it was my first time there. And there was about 15 other organizations, and it came to my turn to say, who is BW Rock? And I said, I'm going to try this a little different. I'm going to say how I work with each one of you organizations and how we work as a coalition. And so I named about 8 of those 15 organizations and how we work with each one of them. So the way Operation Transformation works with the church organization, we work with the recovery organization, meaning communication is a two-way street. And if you want to communicate to the recovery community, come to us. And then we can, you know, we got 500 people right behind us at our fingertips. Or we put on recovery events like that we're going to talk about in a minute.
So, Pat, I know that the work that you do is sometimes difficult, and it, you know, a lot of people tend to shy away from it because they don't want to realize or understand that there is a problem in not only in our community but across the United States. And yet, it's a resource. It's just like the chamber. We provide resources to our members. You provide resources to people who may be not able to deal with some issues that they're facing, and it's, you know, there is hope. And I think that's what's important about all this is that people realize that there is hope. You can overcome this addiction, but there are steps you have to take. You have to make that step. No one can help you if you're not willing to help yourself.
Correct. We can't create their willingness, but versus putting an 800 number out there and putting all of that willingness on them, what is the probability of success increase if I can look them in the eye and shake their hand and say, I get it, and I can help you. I can help connect you to recovery. Maybe we're the nudge that they needed, and we're just trying to improve. I mean, we have...
Or the support. Sometimes they don't have support, and they want to make sure that they feel like they're important too. And sometimes that's what people need, that validation that, you know, I'm important, I should be here, and I should get help.
Sure. You know, Thelma, the all-too reality of the work that we do and the industry we're in, the parade was... a tremendous amount of fun. We had a float in the parade. We built it at the Chamber of Commerce. Thank you.
It was fabulous, by the way.
Thank you. The all too real reality of the industry we're working in is when we left the parade, we broke it down and then went to a candlelight vigil for someone who passed away 2 days prior due to an overdose. And that's, you know, the industry that we're in. So I'm going to pass this over to Josh for a minute, who's going to talk a little bit about what recovery's done for him.
Okay, so when I hear Thelma say hope, I immediately smile. I feel like that's a yeah, I know that the work that Pat and BW Rock do is very difficult. In the fact, when we talk about willingness, there is a time in my life where I didn't want to use drugs, but I still did. And like the truth is it's, I don't know if it was necessarily willingness that brought me in or whatever it was, but I didn't believe that there was another way of life or a possibility that I could stop using. So, like I said, when I have mad respect for BW Rock, what Pat Patterson does, and the fact that, you know, they go out there and they help find those people. And I don't know if I think it would have made a big, huge difference in my life have I, a long time ago, had I have had organizations or things like this, resources to look to when I was, or from where I was from. But I don't, you know, to describe my life today, I guess some people would say I live a lot more normal, although I don't think that that's an accurate depiction, being that this is not normal to me. But I guess the best way to describe my life today is amazing. I'm a son, a father. You know, I have a wonderful girlfriend and a house and car and dog and all these things that I just thought were so unattainable because this one thing just held me down. But, you know, coming out here and finding a new way of life, I think one of the key things is the recovery community. And I don't think it's stressed enough that, you know, when we say community, it's a fellowship of men and women who are, you know, a lot like-minded and, you know, have the same goals and had that same, like, powerlessness, that wanting to stop using but can't stop using. You know, I continue to wake up every day and I'm extremely grateful for the life that I live, which even to say that now, it's hard to describe to somebody after you've hit, like, this, like, bottom of bottoms to where, like, you wake up now and, like, you know, you thank God for everything you have and, you know, kiss my dog and let him outside and watch him run around. It's, I have these, and it will be on the most mundane moments. It'll be like I'm driving to Walmart or something, and I don't even know how to describe it, but it's an overwhelming feeling of gratefulness, from where I am right today to where I was, you know, a couple of years ago. But I decided, that's why one of the reasons I decided to come down and, you know, volunteer with BW Rock, because I think it's very important that I give back in what was so freely given to me. And it gives me an opportunity to make fun of Pat Patterson every once in a while.
Thanks, Josh.
Yeah, no problem, man.
Josh, we really appreciate you coming here today and sharing your story, because I think if we can just get one listener to hear that message, or their, you know, a family member to hear that message, maybe we can help someone. And it's really important that people realize that there is life after, you know. And I think that's one of the problems that our society does face, is that there's not enough support out there. You know, not everyone wants a recovery community to be right next door to them. Yeah. And yet it's important, because we need that workforce. You know, I commend you. I want to express how, you know, exciting it is for you to be here today, and that you're sharing your story, and that you really feel like you've accomplished a lot. And this is what we're looking forward to, in that we need folks that may be in addiction but may need to get them out of addiction and then get them back into workforce. And I think from a business perspective, from the chamber perspective, that's what we're looking to do, that we need that workforce. You know, they are people, and they have skills, and they have aspirations, and we should support them. Yeah. So thank you again for being here today.
Thanks, Thelma.
Thank you.
When I think of when I first entered recovery, where was I at? And I was so broken at that point and fragile that just the smallest amount of accomplishments mean a lot. And so we teach accountability, and the first thing we want to do when we wake up is make our bed. Why? Because it's our first accomplishment of the day. And if we have a bad day, at least we can come home to a made bed. And there's no message more powerful than the message of hope. And that's what we want to try to carry, is to continue to share that message of hope, to say, here's a group of individuals that have struggled with addiction and restored their lives. So this Saturday, we're going to be having a softball tournament. It's a statewide softball tournament called the Blue Water Area Classic. It's held at Knox Field on the corner of 24th Street and Dove. We're going to be having prize giveaways at noon, so show up at 11. We've got bounce houses coming from Zone Productions out in MA City. We got face painting happening, a splash pad out there. Yesterday, we were blessed with just about a dozen bicycles from McLaren Foundation. And so we got a lot of prize giveaways. But even more important than that, the root behind having events like this is for those that may be struggling, so they can go find somebody that they can identify with, and maybe that's their entry into recovery. I'm going to share a little story. There was a gentleman last year who was staying at the homeless shelter, and he was struggling with addiction. Arnie from the homeless shelter sent him down to the Blue Water Recovery, the second one last year. So he wanders down and says he doesn't have a place to stay. He wants to get into recovery housing. Long story short is this year he'll be celebrating 1 year in sobriety.
One step a day, right? Or what? How do you guys say it?
One day at a time
that you take it. And, you know, the fact that you were there and that you're a resource that, you know, and the guy knew to call you. I mean, I know, I see you on Facebook. You're reaching out to people who say, where do I go? And I know that you're right there and you are very helpful. And sometimes you just need that.
Thanks, Thelma.
So that's your second annual softball tournament?
This is the third annual.
Third annual. And hopefully you can join them this Saturday. And thank you so much for being here today, Josh and Pat. We appreciate the time that you took to be here today and share your story on WPHM. And this is Thelma filling in for Paul Miller on WPHM.